Yeah, that's the big one that jumps out right away, Oisin. I mean, looking at that group of Glenties and St Unions, there was always going to be a sting there for one of the group winners because, I mean, Glenties and St Unions would have started, you know, at the beginning of the championship with a lot of people's favourites. So Glenswally's reward, if you want to call it that, there is meeting the defending champions. And as we say, it's a local rivalry, it's a derby, and it's a huge fixture with Maxi Curran's defending champions are going to be really up against it, against a side who, along with themselves, has probably been the dominant force in club football over the last few years in Donegal.
We always knew who was going to come out of that group that involved St Unions and Niamh Connell, that there was always going to be a tricky encounter. But Niamh Connell safely into the quarterfinals as the group winners, and now Termon will be the opposition for them.
Yeah, Termon provided the opposition, but at the same time, looking at those games, Oisin, I mean, no different than Kilkeara for Masters. I'd be very surprised. I'd actually be shocked if Kilkeara and Niamh Connell didn't win through in those two games. They'll be plucky opposition, but two of the favourites in that elite bracket, you know, maybe along with the likes of St Michael's, you know, Glenties and St Unions, that maybe would have genuine ambitions at the start of the year of winning a title. The other game now, looking at Mallon, and having watched Mallon's performance on Gidore the last day, St Michael's will definitely have their hands full there, because Mallon, Liam Baker-Bradley has them well motivated. They're physical, and as you know yourself, to go to Maharagallan and get a result, that raised a lot of eyebrows just in the result that dumped Gidore in the championship running.
There's always a side we see in championships that become the surprise package and progress through. Is it a case that Mallon could have that tag this year?
I think out of those four ties, they probably possess the most realistic ambitions of doing that there. Kilkeara, very strong. The only danger for Kilkeara is, you know, reports of Paddy McBrady coming on and then limping off and Townie in their victory over Termon. So that there might give four Masters hope, because, as we said, Paddy McBrady is such, you know, an important asset to them up top and in the knockout stages when everything's on the line. You know, that could swing the tie maybe a wee bit four Masters favour. But again, it's very hard to look past Kilkeara and Niamh Connell against, you know, four Masters and Termon respectively, because they have so much quality in their ranks.
Off the quarterfinal draw, Frank, who do you think will be the happiest side in the county after the draw was made yesterday evening?
And again, reverting back to Kilkeara and Niamh Connell, I think they'll be happy enough with that there. For Masters and Kilkeara, probably a wee bit more closer than what we'd say with Niamh Connell and Termon. And seeing how Kilkeara dealt with Termon at the weekend, I think, you know, Glenty's gone down there. I know Leon Thompson picked up a red card in our draw as well, so it'll be interesting to see if that there is appealed or overturned. But I'd expect Niamh Connell, having watched them dismantle St Unions the week previously, they really look like a side that's well drilled and possess plenty of quality too. So I would say Niamh Connell and Kilkeara quietly happy and content enough with what's come out of the draw drum there.
And finally, Frank, two big relegation battles as well. Ardra taking on Clohanaly, Killybegs against McCool's. Four big clubs in Donegal football.
Four big clubs, Oisin. I mean, for Killybegs and Ardra, probably two teams that have, you know, collected the Dr. Maguire in recent seasons and contested finals. It's huge. And I know, speaking to the likes of Tony Boyle and Gary Boyle from Dunloe and Neave Ward at the weekend, I mean, of course, they're out of the championship, but the results in the group stages means that they've retained their senior championship status. And that's a relief for them there. Anything can happen on a one-off basis. You'll get two bites at the cherry, ultimately, Oisin, I suppose. Whatever sides lose, both those games will play off in a playoff decider then. So whatever side does drop out will deserve to go down to Intermediate Championship.